that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Chapter 6. The Press. Friend or Enemy? A closet conference of two heroes. When Shota first heard of the automated defense system being built around UA, he thought it was a little overkill. It had begun last year and was still in construction. Such was the scale. And Nezu was deeply involved in the design, which spoke to its capacity to obliterate. During Shota's time in Academy, there had been no such thing. And UA had seemed like a normal school for the most part, with off-campus lunch even allowed. But his was also the last generation really sheltered from the hero craze and the media desperate to exploit it. The main reason for the defense system was definitely sheltering the students from villain attacks, but pro-hero idolatry was such that even growing children were seen as headlines to be consumed, which never sat well with him. Reconsidering the situation, Shota was all for such kinds of protection, and finding himself streaking down the hallway of a government building, away from the shouting and snapping of shutters of yet another media invasion, made him wonder why the city council didn't consider holding meetings like this on campus, just in case. Glancing over his shoulder, Shota dashed down another random hallway, with his capture weapon streaming out behind him, and seized the first closet-looking door on his left to duck into. Panting, he closed himself in, and, as the door clicked, he immediately tripped backward. Not onto mops or an air conditioning unit, but into a very warm, very hard something that gave a short, deep shout of surprise. It should have been a moment of anxiety, or even fear, considering his profession, but the instant craving that plowed down Shota's back gave him all the information he needed. God damn it! He shouted, before he remembered he was supposed to be hiding. Shota nearly bit through his lip, fucking steaming already. How? Fucking how? Of all the closets on all the floors of this damn municipal labyrinth, did something like this happen? Oh my! All Might's voice came from above, breathless and far too close. Good afternoon, Eraserhead. Funny, this seems to be a very popular closet today. His only reply was a sound of deep disgust. And All Might was lucky he got even that. As Shota's mind raced, parsing any way out of the doomed situation and ignoring how horribly close they were stuffed together, the veteran hero cleared his throat. We do seem to keep running into each other, don't we? How are you doing? It's curious to see you out in daylight. Why the hell are you even here? Shota demanded. He did so much more angrily than the situation really called for, but he physically couldn't keep the venom out of his voice. Trying to find a mop big enough to clean up the city? This was just getting ridiculous. It was like his dick had a homing device that reached across time, space, and hunting grounds. But in this case, he was the interloper in Mustafu's shiny city hall, where of course glamorous pros like All Might would be in attendance for the monthly crime conference. He should have seen it coming. Damn Midnight for using old owed favors to get him to socialize and tune in and be a human. Like that would ever work. Shota glared up at the world's number one hero. Even in the dim light filtering through the seams of the closet door, he could see All Might's flush deeply, one big hand to the back of his neck. Well, you see. Outside, a volley of footsteps rounded the corner, slapping against the marble and making both men flinch and straighten in the dark. I heard something over here. Maybe they went this way? I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever heard the man curse. I don't think it was him who yelled that. So, think of the scoop if we get the Golden Boy on record cursing. It's worth a shot. Come on. It was four people, maybe five, and the clatter of heavy equipment. They waited, motionless, until the furor passed. And then some. The other hero's huge body pulled away from Shota in the dark with a sudden, dense rustle. Shota glared up at him again. All Might's arms were folded across his broad chest, fingers fretting at the cuffs on his button-down in a particular nervous way that told Shota everything he needed to know. "You," Shota hissed in the close, dusty quiet, "are hiding."
"I'm staying out of the way," came the mumble, cringing.
Shota felt his quirk activate like a solar flare. Such was the irony in his body as he stared down the selfish asshole of a man.
"You are hiding from them! From the press!"
Shota accused, the realization somehow explosive. All Might waved his hands with a grimace, deep voice faint with guilt or embarrassment.
"Eraserhead, I just want to go home," the big hero whispered, pleading. "I didn't expect the crews to be here, and I'm not prepared to talk about anything related to Trigger, nor do I want to. It's just going to stir the pot if I have to say I don't know anything."
"Yet you didn't think to use your position to talk about a threat you actually do know something about?"
he said, snidely gesturing between the two of them, even as the cloying pink crept in, raising the hairs on their skin and making the small closet space warmer by the second. This close, all Shota could smell was marzipan and sweat. And cleaning fluid, unfortunately.
"I might have considered speaking if you would spend a little time with me. Tell me what you actually know about this dust weapon so I can have something to offer the police commissioner. Maybe over a quiet, entirely anonymous dinner?"
All Might asked levelly, clearly keeping his voice light and appealing, and professional with a grand amount of effort. All to no effect, because Shota knew there was little more than wheedling dust beneath it. When Shota just snorted, All Might put a hand to his head with a faint groan.
"Is it really so hard to believe that I just want to get on my way and have a quiet night?"
"And yet, you smile for the camera and indulge these assholes on every other little thing," Shota snapped, effortlessly pulling from a deep well of resentment he'd spent years digging over drinks with Hizashi and Nemuri, ranting about the way the media had warped the way heroes did, or could do, their jobs.
"You bastard! You practically set the standards of these idiots following pros home for a fucking scoop."
"It was never my intention," the big hero insisted, clearly pricked, and Shota's snort told him how much that mattered.
All Might tangibly tensed, like he wanted to explain that he had neither created the press nor sculpted them into the vultures they often could be, but instead he just shook his head with a tired sound, shifting awkwardly in the dark. In the process, about six very interesting body parts came into contact with equally interesting body parts of Shota. He had to grit his teeth not to jump at the sparks it set off in his gut, even as he wanted to sock All Might in his for daring to exist like he did. Beautiful, buff, oh so close.
"Can we please just silently coexist in this closet and wait until the coast is clear?"
All Might asked, sighing tensely when Shota, once again, didn't answer.
"We could talk, if you like."
"You said you would be quiet,"
Shota said peevishly.
"Ah."
They stood together in uncomfortable silence, broken only by the rustle of Shota's brand new jumpsuit as he shifted and tried to minimize that sparking, delicious contact, but to no avail. He was physically unable to find a position where he wasn't touching some great part of the big hero. This left him with his arms braced against the shelving units around his unfortunate fuckmate, and his face turned to the side, an inch away from All Might's big chest, which was already radiating the most tantalizing kind of heat. There wasn't any point in trying to shield All Might from how hard he was already, what with the man's steely hammock of a leg nearly wedged between his.
Close enough to grind against, really. And the thought alone made him shudder and fight not to straddle All Might and shove his tongue in his mouth and roll with whatever happened next. It was a pitiful exercise in futility. The two of them standing there, crammed together but looking away, with their breath scraping through their noses in the silence. The first bump had already done them in, and the dust was boiling up. But awkward and human and battered by social norms, there was still the urge to try to not do the thing they had to do. All Might shifting constantly, nervously, and rubbing up against him in the process was not helping. But if they had to fuck, couldn't Shota turn it to his advantage? Do it, came the nasty thought. Never mind you wanted enough to die. Never mind you consistently jack off to taking this man's cock, or just the sight of him in that red suit. He doesn't have to know that. He barely knows how this stuff works. Tell him you'll let him fuck you for 100,000 yen. It's pocket change for him. It'll solve most of your life problems. Do it. It was an attractive thought for about 3 seconds. Shota's pride, bare bones as it was, refused to roll over. He felt downright queasy just imagining the shock on the older hero's face upon hearing such a proposal. Or the very real possibility that All Might would sit him down in the cleaning closet of City Hall, dewy-eyed, to talk about the lack of father figures in his life, or the self-destructive nature of his chosen path. Or worse, the man would resist and then take it, bowing to the irresistible pull of the dust, even before shit got truly painful. That was even more fucked up, and far, far outpaced the lines that Shota drew for himself and others. It wasn't about the money, at that point, but coercion on an entirely different level. And being an unrepentant fuckhead. Contrary to the rumors, Shota wasn't actually a villain. So extortion was out, then. Shota sighed inwardly, surrendering the last of his rationality as the fuck vortex closed in, hot and sweet and entirely numbing. He was never going to get paid as a hero. Fuck. Could we? All Might began, and didn't get any farther with Shota's needy body and a mind desperate to ignore financial troubles, calling the shots. Fine, he hissed, grabbing up for All Might's face in the dark and mashing their mouths together, a shuddering breath splitting the hot air between them. I was going to ask if you wanted to, never mind. All Might murmured against his lips, hastily groping for the back of his neck and his ass and tugging him closer, as close as they could be while still clothed. The older hero groaned into his mouth. This is much better. It was fun, Shota thought, as he brutally kissed the enormous man into the opposite wall, with his hands knotted into his dress shirt and a leg hiked up on his hip. How the stuff made you think it was all optional and exciting and a good idea, as long as you caved in the first 10 minutes of a trigger. Dust had forced his standards so pitifully low that Shota was just grateful for the chance to fuck it out before it felt like his bones were frying and puking himself to death was a very real possibility. Even better, he wasn't abandoning a greater cause, pursuit of a villain, to do so. In terms of sneezes, this was actually the ideal circumstance, as well as being absolutely fucking terrible. This is the dust talking, he heard himself blurt out between hot slips of tongue, panting when those big hands grabbed and clenched at his ass, weakening his knees. All Might's hip rubbed him in all the right ways, and Shota locked his arms around his neck and desperately pressed his entire body against the huge hero in the cramped space, cleaning supplies shifting and clunking on the shelves as elbows and shoulders bumped. I thought we weren't talking. All Might chuckled indulgently into his mouth. So Shota bit him. Gently. Shut up. You aren't very nice, he said, like he was surprised. And it actually made Shota snort. Most people aren't, he countered, wondering how out of touch the other man could possibly be on the 30th floor of his marble and chrome hero agency. Shit, did that even need to be said? But you're very, good.
This wouldn't work without any leverage. So Shota quickly turned them around and pushed All Might back on a cooling unit of some kind, Magnificent Ass denting the metal audibly as he stumbled and fell back. The young pro hero smirked in the half-dark.
Good,
Shota repeated in low tones, feeling downright predatory as he knocked the man's knees apart. It was a kind of hormonal insanity, maybe, that let him charge forward like this and not care who he was pushing around. Maybe it was All Might's curious willingness to be pushed. Or maybe Shota was just really, really tired of not getting to fuck this man the way he wanted, while still having, technically, to somehow fuck.
Good, All Might gasped, at, oh my.
Apparently, All Might's shut up button was his dick. Made sense. Filed for future use.
I'm guessing you were going to say justice,
Shota said dryly, leaning forward and rubbing his palm over the monstrous bulge of All Might's trapped cock, truly tickled by how completely conquered the big man already was. Or maybe because that was a little cruel and couldn't be considered at length, how he reacted to being touched in the simplest of ways. The caution and shyness seemed genuine, which legitimately interested the younger hero when thinking about All Might's womanizing reputation. That wasn't even considering the significant lack of a man-anizing reputation. Then again, today had made it clear that everyone's favorite pro was not as indiscriminately whorish with the media as Shota previously assumed. And maybe not everything they released was straight from his mouth or even willingly surrendered. Interesting.
Of course, All Might stuttered into his cheek, interrupting Shota's rambling train of thought by kissing lavishly at his neck and pulling at his jumpsuit with the very tips of his fingers, breathing heavily. The request to hurry onward was clear, and for once Shota agreed with him. All Might made a tight, anxious noise as Shota pulled the big man's bright red tie loose, silky fabric zipping loudly as it came undone and fell to the ground.
Yes, justice. That's what I was going to say.
You're an idiot, Shota said hoarsely, barely conscious of what he was saying. The pull to touch skin was too strong, too loud. His fingers fumbled at breakneck speeds with the stupid amount of buttons on the older hero's shirt, but he lost patience halfway through and resigned the rest of the damn things to the floor with a quick tug, laying All Might's chest bare like the cover of a seedy romance novel. The dust rewarded him with an intoxicating flood of white-hot endorphins the second his mouth met skin. Shota kissed down All Might's chest with abandon, worshipping the pert ridges of his pectorals and pushing his tongue over the dips in his abdominal muscles, almost deep enough to fuck. All Might exhaled above him and writhed at every bit of attention, smelling like sex and salt and cinnamon for all the sense that made. Shota roughly grabbed the indent of the man's waist and bent to nip the tanned skin just above his stupid belt buckle. And All Might's barrel chest shook with a muffled groan.
You're an idiot, and I really, really want to fuck you.
Yes, All Might hissed above him. Shota looked up so fast he nearly cracked his neck.
What?
Yes, he said again. Uncertainty now bending his deep voice. He took a careful breath.
Is that what you want? You just said...
It could be interpreted any number of ways. I want to fuck with you. I want to come in your general vicinity. But with the pliant weight of his gorgeous body, the spread of his legs in the small space, it was very, very clear what the older hero wanted. The responsible part of Shota asked if it was the dust talking, but All Might's hand cupped his hip, gingerly, and pulled him between his legs, shy but firm, his blue eyes like will-o'-wisps in the half-light.
If it's okay with you, that is.
Visceral, hectic excitement fucking punched through Shota harder than any Texas smash, and the rush, the realization, was all the more shocking with the enormous man seated in front of him, silently waiting for him. The tables were turned. His entire brain was lit a garish pink, now buzzing like a bad neon sign. Did he want to fuck All Might?
So, you want...
Mouth dry, Shota pressed his hand against the center seam of All Might's tailored pants, and lower, under his ass, and the big hero exhaled shakily.
Wow.
All Might bit his pinkened lip and looked at the floor, moving to tug at a collar that was definitely no longer fastened.
Oh, shit.
Shota breathed, distantly aware he was grinning madly. His cock was so hard it threatened to tear clean through his jumpsuit, and that was maybe only half the dust.
Language,
All Might whispered as softly as possible, glancing at the door with just a hint of nerves. His hand gripped a little tighter on Shota's hip, tugging, asking again. He didn't want to ask if All Might had taken it in the ass before, mostly because he didn't want to think beyond the fact that he had asked. Shota didn't want to deal. Dust made him incapable of dealing, really. Just fucking. It also made him incapable of subtlety, apparently.
You want to be fucked,
Shota said for the thrill of it as it left his mouth, kissing All Might fully and fucking loving the way the big man leaned forward and chased his mouth as he pulled away. A hand rubbed fretfully along his arm, and All Might's breath caught audibly, almost a whine.
I find myself wanting a lot of things where you are concerned,
All Might said thickly, chuckling a bit.
I don't even know what I'm saying, or if we should, but if you could please just...
Uh-huh, Shota grunted and lifted his legs, another thrill ripping up his skin as the big man complied instantaneously and allowed himself to be positioned in the small space. The last please wasn't politeness. It was a breath away from begging. Shota intended to get him breathing even heavier.
It's okay. I get it.
He peeled off his capture weapon and willed it around the doorknob and into the shelves in a lattice pattern, pulling it tight with a twanging noise and effectively locking them away from intrusions.
Okay,
the big hero said meekly, excruciatingly embarrassed, and let him take the lead. While Shota wasn't a team player by any means, he definitely knew how to drive.
What a fucking gift. What were his morals on selling stories again?
It was quick work whipping off All Might's dress pants, without demolishing them, thank you, and literally shelving them among the cleaning supplies. But Shota then found himself facing down the most audacious threat to his arousal yet. A pair of high-fashion briefs, so tight they were like a second skin, painted in lurid stars and stripes, red, white, and blue. Shota looked up, aghast.
Are you serious?
No comment, All Might said in low official tones with a hand up, chuckling. Well, he thought wickedly, these are getting what they deserve for existing. And he cut them off with a swipe of his pocket knife. Much like the hero suit, the briefs fairly shredded from the stress of trying to contain such a man. And All Might jumped. Probably as much from the sound as the snap of the elastic rebounding and flying off into a corner of the supply closet.
Yikes,
he whispered, clearly battling the urge to cover himself. Which was a laughable pursuit anyway, Shota noted with a blatant greed.
Was that, really necessary?
Were they your favorite pair? Shota asked snidely, daring him to say yes. All Might only hummed into his enormous hand, suitably abashed, and the young pro's reward for him was tearing that hand away and flattening him with a deep, groaning kiss, sloppy and fantastic and utterly liquefying. The urge to just climb on top of All Might and try his luck was definitely present, but Shota had been given a miraculous opportunity, and the sheer excitement and willingness radiating from the splay-legged symbol of peace was intoxicating in its own right. Who was he to say no to such a crushingly beautiful man? The younger hero's clothing was becoming more stifling by the second, especially with Allmite's erection pressing relentlessly into his stomach, which he couldn't not look at between hot, hard kisses. The big man was tanned and sparsely furred with light hair. The awful underwear aside, were the rumors true about him being half American? Shota tore himself away from their wonderful grappling to unzip his suit, shucking it halfway down his body and reaching for his Not Again pack, ferreting out the necessary equipment. When he turned back, however, something had changed in the energy of the whole affair. All Might was staring at him, at his open suit, and not in a I want to lick that sort of way. Stupidly fisting a week's supply of single-serve lube packets, Shota looked down. The bruises that had purpled every part of his body, knees, shoulders, and back, wherever All Might had grabbed him and held him in the dust haze back on the rooftop, were now faded to sickly green or yellow. It was an ugly mottling of skin, almost reptilian in nature, most of it hopefully fading into the shadows of the cleaning closet, but still visible was a particularly complex shape spanning Shota's ribcage. It fit perfectly under All Might's hand as the big man leaned forward and carefully touched, matched up, fingers spread. "I'm terribly sorry," he said, expression almost mournful. It was from that day, and he knew. "Don't worry about it," Shota said automatically, and tried to push him along. His sheer size, however, made it difficult, and Shota quickly realized that he had little choice but to hold his breath and choke down the searing pink push until All Might said his piece. While he had wondered exactly how much the veteran hero remembered from that day, Shota also never really wanted that question answered in full technicolor, with the man spread eagle in front of him, very naked and very conflicted. "That day," All Might mumbled, bright eyes downcast. "I'm sorry, again, for touching you and starting it all again. I'm afraid I don't remember much, and that's not a comfortable feeling for me, especially considering the, antidote for this particular situation." For a second, they just stared. All Might at the floor and Shota at All Might. His sore heart pounded in his ears, rattling him even as he knew the worst of his fears were unfounded, and he was generally in the clear for the world's number one hero, either knowing how fucked up he was or thinking that it was his fault. Finally, All Might spoke up, voice nearly a whisper. "I didn't do anything villainous, did I?" "No," Shota said immediately, passing off the catch of his throat like it was a chuckle. Like it was funny, and maybe it was. All Might looked up, disbelieving, and Shota shook his head. "You didn't do anything villainous. We worked it out like the first time. Simple." "Good," he breathed out. The worried look wasn't gone from his face, but it was considerably lighter, implying something troubling about the hero's daily life and the burden of his strength that Shota would consider when he wasn't dying of the need to fuck him into the ground. "Good, then," Shota said, skin on fire. He realized he was still holding a heinous amount of lube packets. "Any other questions?" All Might shook his head, then leaned back and hooked his hands behind his golden mane with an easy arch of his back, the curves and bulges of his biceps and deltoids so sharp they may as well have been carved from stone. "I leave myself in your capable hands," he said generously, recovering from the bit of vulnerability with a truly devastating wink and a smile that could melt the bitterest soul. See present company. Whatever part of Shota that was still angry at being so attracted to a living magazine cover was bulldozed by the thrill of having All Might posed beneath him in real life, ready. He grinned back, head soaring. First thing was to free up his hands. It was quick work to shelve the lubricant packets and snag a condom from his pack, tearing it open and rolling it over the desperate curve of his dick, which flexed violently at the slightest touch. He grimaced and inhaled, forcibly cooling the writhing sensation and the immediate urge to just shove and fuck. He shrugged the top half of his suit off and only noticed All Might staring when he reached for the lube again.
Safety first. Isn't that your motto? Shota said with a toothy grin. Why do you have... All Might began, but Shota deftly spread his legs as wide as possible to shut him up.
They weren't making this detour. Not right now.
Think it through, idiot.
He bent and licked up the older hero's muscled thigh, sucking a mouthful of skin on the inside and pinching it with his teeth, just because he wanted to. All Might inhaled sharply.
Why are we even here?
Oh, All Might said, clearly concerned. Shota could have watched the fantastic face journey as the symbol of peace fit dust into the puzzle of heroes' daily lives and how it affected what they carried on their persons to prevent unwanted pregnancy or even tragic disease transmission. But he didn't want any of it. What Shota wanted was the fucking fantastic ass in front of him, as lovingly and evenly tanned as the rest of him, probably from indulgently suntanning nude on the top of his penthouse suite or whatever the fuck pro-hero life was. Just for a second, the young hero appreciated the effort, the illusion, but mostly the idea of getting his dick in it and fucking All Might to the ground. He split a single serve of lube without any further ado, and then his slicked fingers were rutting in the cleft of the older hero's ass, pushing for purchase as he licked a fat stripe up All Might's cock. He was deeply gratified when it pressed back against his mouth, and he sucked the tender head briefly past his lips and let it pop out the next second. He probably shouldn't have done both activities at the same time, because All Might fucking yelped like he'd been gored, writhing and clutching at the mechanical unit hard enough that the metal whined. Panic splitting the dust haze, Shota straightened and shoved a hand over his mouth. Shut up, you're so loud, Shota hissed, like it was a shock to anyone on the planet. It was difficult to remember they were supposed to be hiding from cameras when All Might pushed wantonly against his other hand like that, forcing his fingers deeper into his ass. Pure want electrified his gut. He caught his breath, removing his hand and gritting out, I'm not even fucking you yet. Keep your shirt on. But you... All Might looked up at him helplessly, literally gesturing to his open shirt. Aizawa's eyes nearly crossed. Here he was, already knuckle-deep and trying to fuck him, and the man was still capable of distracting him with his pathetic inability to grasp slang. Needy bastard. No more from you, he ordered strictly, hoping it made sense because he didn't have anything more in him, words-wise. The fuck vortex was on, and he subsumed himself in prepping the older hero while devouring him with his eyes and fingers, memorizing every feeling.
Eraser.
As fun as it was to hear that in a moan, as much as it was really his name at this stage in his life, still the dust whispered, wouldn't Shota sound better? Above him, All Might was trying his best to grin through the shine of sweat. He was also trying to hold his legs still and failing miserably, little whimpers sneaking out as Shota worked at his ass with skilled hands, circling and scissoring.
You don't, have to be so careful. I can handle...
That's the dust talking. Shota cut him off, not meeting his eyes. I'm not gonna skimp on this just because you could probably take it.
A man of morals.
All Might tried to exclaim, but his deep voice wavered with another thin, needy noise, and for a minute he just panted, eyes closed. Then, like it killed him to say it, to wait...
Thank you.
Ignoring that, Shota slipped another finger in and pulled out gently. All Might's eyes instantly crossed and Shota grinned. That's the expression he was looking for. Good. Shota scissored his fingers one last time and smeared the remaining lube over the length of his cock before nudging into a hot vice so extreme the condom might as well have been vaporized, his knees locking from the flux of pleasure. All Might gasped, and he grit his teeth. He could feel the man clench up and smoothed his hand down his naked thigh. Relax, he breathed, pushing in a little more and petting until the sounds the older man was making softened and lengthened. He was giving, little by little. "My God," All Might said, crested head finally falling back. He was a picture. His enormous fingers white and clawed into the meat of his spread thighs, more out of something to hold on to than any lack of leverage. His feet were braced against the opposite side of the closet, and he rocked into the intrusion as much as the cramped space allowed, breath stuttering out. Half blind from the vice on his cock, Shota grinned and split another lube packet one-handed, sliding his palm over All Might's naked, monstrous dick and slicking it flat to his perfect stomach. In the same moment, he thrust in the rest of the way. All Might arched and groaned, eyes fluttering. "My God, my God! Holy shit!" Shota snarled, swirling his hand up the older hero's straining cock and pumping. "You feel fucking incredible." If he was flushed before, All Might was decidedly blushing now. He lay back and panted, wordless, and covered his mouth with a hand. Just a little shift of Shota's hips, and he turned to biting down on his fingers, making a strangled, pathetic noise. "Oh, please," he whispered, whined. Shota felt his hot face split in what was probably a terrifying grin. This was good. He dug his fingers into the meat of All Might's perfect ass and spread him, slipping on the traces of lube and bracing against the mechanical unit beneath them. All Might clumsily shifted to meet him, grabbing onto the shelves with a shuddering breath, his eyes shadowed and his wet chest heaving in between the clean lines of his button-down. Shota thrust his hips just hard enough to smack the skin, and the older hero arched, breaking the shelf in two with a twitch of his fingers. "Fuck!" he half-shouted in English of all things, voice miserably hoarse. "Language," Shota purred, and the hero swallowed hard, like he knew what was coming his way. Shota braced his feet apart, grabbed All Might's hips and fucked, working up a brutal rhythm that nearly bent the big man in half. It was glorious, just thrusting into such a responsive partner, watching him writhe and muffle his own gasps. But the dust was also singing shrilly on their every nerve, and Shota had to consider stamina. He made sure to jack All Might's cock to even the playing field, relishing the size of it in his slick fist and the heat zinging against his palm. Even now he wished he could suck him off and fuck himself in the same second, brain and body nothing more than a pink-lit, screaming duet of gluttony for the beautiful man taking his cock. "Shit, this is good. You're so good. You loved getting fucked, don't you? You're gonna come so fucking hard." Shota panted and groaned, talking the worst kind of nonsense. But it was better than the push at the back of his mind. "I love you. You're gorgeous. God, please never leave. Let's do this forever and wake up together. Take me home and I'll be yours. No questions asked." "Please," All Might gasped, his fingers pushing and pulling at his own legs as the younger hero steadily slapped against his ass. His voice caught in a deep groan, his eyes little more than flickering cornflower smears in the dark. "Please, please." Maybe it was that last please, so rich and deep and earnest. But Shota pitched over and groaned brokenly, hips twitching and legs locking as he came with a snarl. He strained against the older hero through the spasms, then used the last of his frenzy to pull roughly at All Might's swollen cock, muttering shameless encouragement, telling him how gorgeous he was, how worth it. A few seconds later, Shota actually felt his ass clench as he came, and a gush of hot cum caught his hand, drenching it and the rippled expanse of the hero's chest. All Might shouted hoarsely, flexing, and Shota was completely unprepared for the hand that grasped his atop the mess of his cock, squeezing so hard it hurt acutely for a minute. Then it loosened, shaking as hard as the rest of the big man, as All Might heaved and gasped and came down, slain. Shota could only stand and breathe and come down with him, too numb to pull back until the pink haze started to retreat in earnest, and various parts of him started to hurt.
"Hey, I'm pulling out now,"
he warned, slurring his words as the exhaustion crept in.
Where was he again?
They separated with zero coordination, and All Might made a sound of surprise when Shota threw a roll of paper towels at him, catching them only out of instinct. Fucking in a cleaning supply closet made tidying up remarkably easy, even for one as gifted as All Might.
Thank you, the big hero said after a moment, thanking him for the towels or the incredible dicking,
looking down with a red neck and his eyes blazing blue.
Wow.
Yeah, Shota agreed, before he could stop himself, then realized that he needed to leave, and now. They'd succeeded in defusing the situation, and even in leaving minimal traces of it. Silently, as if agreeing on it beforehand, or because it was the only thing left to do, they gathered themselves and got dressed, contorting themselves in the small space to little benefit. They bumped and muttered and rustled, putting themselves back together again. Shota finally wiped down and zipped up, collecting his things. And there was an enormous hand on his shoulder, hot, heavy, yet trying very hard to be light.
"What's your name? Your given name?"
The cooldown was instantaneous, almost harsh. Shota looked to the side, struck. His mind, battered and still echoing with pink, chewed on that for a minute, because, ironically, both of his names had been given to him.
"That's not how this works," he said at length, looking over his shoulder. "What's your given name?"
Removing his hand, All Might looked appropriately taken aback, as if remembering that he was the world's number one hero, regardless of currently being in a broom closet.
"Exactly. I'm Eraserhead," Shota muttered, exhausted. "And you're All Might."
"What if I give you my initials?"
All Might said, high and hopeful. As Shota looked away again, like he was really reaching.
"I don't care," he said quietly, chin to his chest.
In his opinion, All Might didn't have a secret identity. There wasn't anything left over to hide. There just couldn't be, considering his size and sheer volume. Releasing the web of his capture weapon and freeing the doorknob, Shota put out a hand to the door.
"So you first?"
"Ha-ha,"
All Might said awkwardly. He breathed in once more and passed him, head low.
"Yes."
"You good?"
Shota felt compelled to ask, once they were outside in the hallway and All Might was straightening his tie, but it kept slipping, his big hands shaking. The energy had changed drastically after their encounter, and while he was all for All Might leaving him alone in the near future, Shota also didn't like leaving any hookup looking like that, like they were uncomfortable or nauseated.
"Oh, yes, of course,"
All Might boomed, an instant grin, unnerving in its wideness and plastic sheen. A persistent, spotty flush colored his face and neck as he absently smoothed his tie over the gap of his shirt, where Shota had stripped the buttons.
"It seems we lost them. Good. Wonderful. All right, then. I'll see you around."
He raised a hand and turned, walking down the hall with careful, echoing footsteps.
"Don't look too hard," Shota muttered after him, exhausted, and slouched down the other side of the abandoned hallway and out into the cool night air, breathing in and coming back down to his bruised body.
Good. It looked like the great and powerful All Might was getting the hint. Any discomfort Shota felt at their parting was mollified by the knowledge that this was just how it had to be, which left him with this and this alone. He'd just fucked All Might. For once, he was almost sad he couldn't tell Hisashi. Shit!